These trailers is Tyler.
Hi, is Joe there?
Joe is not here right now. He left for lunch.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Is there anyone else there that handles the financing, or is that all basically just Joe?
No, that'd probably be me.
Oh, that'd be you? Awesome. Well, I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And it looks like the offer was based on some financing you guys did with First United Bank back in 2011. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, but we refinanced that, and we're using another bank now, and we don't have any financing needs.
Okay. Would there be any time of the year that I could circle back and check up on you just in case things change in the future?
Oh, yeah, end of the year, early next year, something like that.
End of the year. And do you have an email address I could just shoot you some information, or...
Yeah, Tyler@HughesRanchTrailers.com.
Tyler@HughesRanchTrailers.com. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much. And so how's business over there? Pretty busy?
Pretty busy, yeah. It's slower than previous years because of the commodity markets. But.
Oh, really? That's too bad. What bank do you guys usually use, if you don't mind me asking?
First Capital Bank.
Oh, First Capital, yeah. I'm just asking because, you know, we specialize in all sorts of different companies, and we have quite a few different trailer companies that we work with. So I just thought maybe, you know, in the future we could definitely work with you guys if something does change with First National.
Yep. What, I'd be interested in changing our financing if it was better, but I don't have any interest in making a lateral move.
Oh, yeah. So what are you guys, like, currently... Like, what are your current rates, or is it for equipment or working capital? Or is it a line of credit? Oh, working capital?
It's a working capital line of credit. Okay. We carry inventory, trailer inventory, so it's a line against that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we could remove the personal guarantee and just collateralize the inventory, that would be appealing. Mm-hmm. If we could, get in the 4% range, you know, that would be appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now our line's about 150,000, you know, and I could get a bigger one than that if I wanted to with our bank. So the size is not really, a big
deal
to me.
It was a 150, and what is the, do you guys have a rate you're working with, or did they give you a specific number, a dollar amount that you will owe at the end?
No, I'm just saying if I could get to 4%.
Oh, you're looking for a 4%, right? Well, we do have like a match or beat policy, so I could actually send you over some information. I'll send you over an application. It's a really quick application, just one page, 6 months of bank statements, and the first two pages of your most recent business tax return, and then just 4 months of merchant processing statements, and then we can see, we basically in 24 hours, we can let you know if we can get to that 4%.
Okay. What about the personal guarantee?
The personal guarantee?
Yes.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, that was the first thing I said that would be attractive to me in moving my business would be removing the personal guarantee to where the collateral was, you know.
We don't have the personal guarantee.
You don't have it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I would not have to personally guarantee it, right?
No. No personal guarantee.
Well, it'd be attractive. What are the general terms? Just interest only? Is there any balloon payments, or is it just interest only and an annual renewal?
One second. With balloon payments or interest only with an annual renewal?
Wait, what?
Sorry, balloon payment?
Do I have an obligation to pay down the line in full sometime within a 12-month window, or do I simply pay the interest only on the line each month and then renew it every year? So it's a $150,000 line, and let's say I drew $100,000, right? Do you require me to pay that down to zero at some time during the year, yes or no?
One second. Hello? Hi, did you have a question about balloon payments?
I guess. I mean, I would hope the lady could have answered that, but I said, is there a, I was asking about the terms of the line of credit.
Okay.
I said, is there an obligation to pay it down to zero at some time during the year, or is it just interest only and an annual renewal?
Yeah, sorry, she just started not too long ago. So I'm one of the senior reps here, so I can definitely answer that question for you. So what we do is basically it's a termed loan. The term ranges from 3 months to 36 months and anything in between that. And we don't separate principal and interest. It's all together. So you're paying both of them off at the same time.
Okay. I'm not interested at all in a term loan. This is where I need working capital line of credit, not the equipment line.
Okay.
Or not an equipment term note or anything. So
okay, sure.
I was talking to her about a line of credit.
Okay, okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can tell you if it's something that will work out for you.
She said, would you be interested in switching, financing? And I said, only if it's a lot better for me, not if it's, I don't have any interest in making a horizontal move.
Uh-huh.
So if I could get an annual line of credit with no pay down requirements, no personal guarantee, and around 4% interest, then I would move.
Buy
our trailers.
Oh, I see. Okay, so basically what you want is being able to pull money from the line and not having an obligation to pay off like an X amount of dollar per month, per week, per day. It's just whenever you want to.
Correct. Just a working capital line of credit.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's actually not a program we offer. So we just give you money and you can just do whatever you need with it, with a term loan.
Okay. No, not interested. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Okay. No problem.